Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The number of people infected and hospitalized with COVID continues to climb, but a massive study is going forward. It's involving tens of thousands of people around here. Experts want to find out why some segments of the population are more at risk.
The CDC shows that African Americans and Latinos are five times more likely to be hospitalized for the virus. The disparity is similar here in North Texas, with blacks and Latinos more likely to come down with COVID-19. The UT Southwestern study will test 45,000 people from both Dallas and Tarrant counties to understand why this is. Amit Singhal is an associate professor of internal medicine at UT Southwestern.
We strongly believe identifying these potentially modifiable risk factors and understanding why disparities exist is really the first step to addressing them and helping promote health equity in our local DFW community.
He says they'll do follow-ups with those tested for up to a year. Dallas County Commissioners voted to give $500,000 to the study. Austin York News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Word came out this morning that Texas is running out of beds for the sickest of the COVID-19 patients. Texas has moved closer to the 10,000 patients in the hospital for coronavirus, and that means there are only around 950 beds left in the intensive care unit. And that is across the state. Dr. Giancarlo from the governor's medical task force says all the bed numbers are going in the wrong direction.
The number per day we're seeing in hospitals have just gone dramatically up and up. And of course, the ICU beds kind of follow that hospitalization rate.
The state has just over 11,000 beds available right now, but this is the first time in 4 months that ICU bed availability dropped under 1,000. Dr. Carlo says next week's numbers will likely be even worse.
Also worries about the slow test results at the Ellis Davis Fieldhouse. And Dallas County Commissioner John Wiley Price is concerned about that. It's federally funded, so the results can take up to 10 days. But the testing site at University of Dallas has a partnership with the private sector. Results get back in around 2 to 3 days. The commissioner wants a private vendor at both.
Constituents are having a difficult time getting their results. I mean, what is going on with testing sites? Why are we having a difficult time in the southern sector?
Today, the county reported 1,164 new coronavirus cases and another 9 deaths.
Two school districts in Denton County are pushing back the start of the fall semester for students. Little Elm Superintendent Dr. Cynthia Ann Mika says teachers will still come back in early August.
In a year where we are faced with a pandemic that none of us have ever dealt with before, we felt like we needed more training opportunities with our teachers.
Now, the new start date for the Little Elm ISD is Tuesday, August 25th. The Denton ISD is pushing its start date from mid-August to August 26th.